Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, Kate Ulrey, Community Engagement Coordinator, easy for me to say, with the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And, you know, the weather has been really good lately. We haven't had like this big deluge of rain and things lately. So that's really helped with the lighthouse tours. Holy cow.
Yes, we have had phenomenal success with the lighthouse tours. We open the door and in they come. We're up to about 5,500 people who have gone through the base of the lighthouse.
Wow.
And over 2,500 people have climbed to the top. Yeah. So it's been a phenomenal year.
So the lighthouse tours are going on up and through September 8th, and you can book a tour. So that 5,500 roughly number, and it grows every single day.
Yeah.
That's a record for you guys, isn't it?
It is. It is by far a record. We're about four times over what we did last year. So It's been tremendous, the response by visitors and also the people of St. Joe. Yeah. Our Wednesday nights are very often local people from 7 p.m. to sunset who just come and hang out at the lighthouse, and it's a lot of fun.
And check it all out. How many years have we been doing the lighthouse tours, Kate?
We opened in 2016, right after the renovation of the building. And there were private tours, and they were a little more costly to do the private tours than they are now. They were originally $350. Now it's $50. So it started with the private tours, and then in 2017, we had open hours the way we do now.
Okay. And so you said 5,500 people have been in the lighthouse, 2,500 have climbed to the top. People from all over the country have come also because we bring a lot of tourists to Southwest Michigan.
An amazing amount. And what's fun about being at the lighthouse is the volunteers and I get to talk to all these people and their experiences, and they share those. It's wonderful. But yeah, we've had people from all over the world. Last weekend, we had a family from Portugal.
Nice.
We've had Switzerland, Australia.
Wow.
Of course, Canada. And then lots of people from almost every state. It's been amazing.
Yeah. So if you'd like to take a tour, you said Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to sunset.
Right.
And it's not something that you need to make an appointment. It's just show up, right?
No. If our doors are open, and you can usually see our doors from the shore, if they're open, that means the lighthouse is open. Come on out. You can look at the base for free. We have lots of neat new exhibits that we're putting up, panels talking about harbor development. I have a collection of postcards that I myself collect, and I make a copy and then write what's on the back. And that's a lot of fun to read those. So we've got a lot going on the first floor. And then if you decide you want to make that climb to the top, you sign a liability waiver. And you pay $5 and you have the most spectacular view. I have lots of people say, best $5 I ever spent.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And then if you wanted the private tour, though, that's where the $50.
That's where the $50.
Right.
And that's when you want to email me
at
kulrey@theheritagemcc.org. And we set up a time, and I take you down the pier, or one of the other volunteers does. You get a complete maritime history tour. And you get some private time in the lighthouse then.
Awesome. So just head down there Wednesday evenings. Any other days that they can do that? Besides Wednesdays, though, right?
Wednesdays, then 10 to 2 on Fridays and Saturdays, and 12 to 4 on Sundays.
So plenty of opportunities if you'd like to check out the lighthouse. Now, you've had some people actually propose, put some proposals at the lighthouse this summer.
I have set up proposals for two very nervous bridegrooms at the lighthouse. Yeah, where we, under some pretext, get the girl there.
Yeah.
She was an au pair for a family, and the family said, oh, we're taking photos at the lighthouse, and we want you to be part of the photos. She went up to the top, and then he came up. Then the other one we had was a family, and the father was in on the proposal. And they met me at the end of the pier so they could take the long tour. We were walking and talking so quickly because, of course, it was kind of hard to focus on the fact that the lighthouses started in 1832 when we knew there was a proposal happening at the other end of the pier. And she went up first, and he was already up there, and he proposed to her.
That's awesome.
And it was, Yeah.
And then there's been some people that have had weddings, and they've had their wedding photos taken there.
Right. We have the opportunity for people to, if they've got that break between the reception and the service, they'll come out to the lighthouse and get their pictures taken.
That's awesome. Date nights have also been planned there.
Yeah. And I encourage the men listening to listen to this. We've got several men have created sort of a private evening in the lighthouse as a date with their wives or girlfriends. And they'll have maybe they'll have sandwiches or something up in the lighthouse and sit and watch the sunset. So it's fun to be part of all that.
Talking with Kate Ulrey, Community Engagement Coordinator with the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. And we've got some events coming up also, but that I'll get to in just a moment. Talking about the lighthouse tours, though, if you'd like to check it out. You've got a goal you'd like to do.
I do. As we've had so many people through, and we get almost crowded at times, which is wonderful. It's a wonderful experience to have. But we only have so many volunteers who are going to talk about it. I would love to get in our back room, in the coal room, if you've been in the lighthouse, the back room, just one of those films that plays that you see in museums that kind of go continuously and they'll say starts in 2 minutes, and just a short history of the lighthouse, just to help more people get a fuller experience at the lighthouse. So my goal for next year is to get that camera and that movie together.
Very cool.
So that's the dream.
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. So lighthouse tours are going through September 8th. Let's see here. So you see, you got Coffee Fridays. What is that?
Yes. So early on, we were given a grant to purchase coffee. And you come to the lighthouse on Friday mornings, starting at about 7 o'clock, and you can get a cup of coffee and a lighthouse climb. We'll charge you $5 for the coffee, and then the lighthouse climb is free.
Well,
it's free coffee and a $5 lighthouse climb. You can choose.
Last time we talked, I meant to ask you, too, what's the best way, a good place if you don't walk down to the lighthouse, where's a good place to park if you want to check out the lighthouse? What would you recommend?
Well, Tuscornia Park is right there, and that's where you park. Make sure you pay for the parking.
Right.
If you don't have the city license to do so, and that's a good place to park. There is some parking out, I think, by the marina.
Right.
A little bit that's open.
If you're not going to hike down there, which what I typically do is I like to walk around on that. So parking. So again, if you'd like to take a lighthouse tour, you can certainly do that. Just get a hold of the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. Just show up Wednesday evenings, 7 to sunset.
Fridays 10 to 2, Saturday 10 to 2, and Sunday 12 to 4.
All right. So great. All right. So we've got a fundraiser coming up at the Heritage on September 13th. Tell us about that.
We do. This is really exciting. It's the anniversary of Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
And so on September 13th, we're having a Woodstock fundraiser for the Heritage. Should be a lot of fun. They're having a costume contest, dances, a DJ, and then Ellie presents. And Ellie has been doing the dinners, the historic dinners, but she also does a Woodstock presentation with another group of actors and sort of a tribute to Woodstock, and they talk about it and do some performing there.
How can we get tickets to that?
Go online. It'll be on the Heritage website, and they're $45 a piece, and you can sign up online.
And then coming up on the 31st, Stephen Burns is going to give a walk, right?
Yes. So he is coming in from New York. He's an architect now in New York, and he's coming in on August 31st. And he will, at 10 o'clock, give a about an hour and a half long tour of the historic district, talking about the architecture of the district.
And tickets and cost on that?
Tickets are $15 a piece. And again, you can pay for those online or give the Heritage a call. Somebody will be there to take your money.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah.
We'll do that.
And we've got about a minute left, Kate, but I want to make sure people get these into the calendar. We talked about them last time you were here, the cemetery tour coming up.
Yes, cemetery tour. And we do that with the History Center at Courthouse Square, Berrien Springs. That's October 5th, 4 to 9 p.m. That's a fun one. And then we have a neighborhood walk. The Haunted Neighborhood Walk is October 13th with a rain date of the 20th.
Sure. And that, let's see, that would be a Sunday, right? From 1 to, yeah, I had to look at my calendar.
Yes,
from 1
yes.
to 4 then. And you can find out more information about that by going to the, just Google the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. It's easy to find more information. Kate, as always, Kate Ulrey, Community Engagement Coordinator of the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center. Go down and check out the Lighthouse or check out the Woodstock fundraiser on the 13th and the Architectural Walk on the 31st. Thanks for coming in and talking with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.